I'm Cape.
And I'm Drew.
We're just two former student athletes who understand the game.
Not just on the court.
But in life.
At the end of the day, we just want to help.
Today's athletes and former just trying to find their way.
It's bigger than sports.
This is the Cape and Drew podcast. The real TikTok.
What's going on, man?
What's going on? We back with a special episode four. Loving basketball, a conversation with the Mrs. Valentine's Day special. We literally have Mrs. Capel. Say hello.
Hello.
We got Mrs. Johnson here.
Hi.
And we just thought it was important, really, just to have our people on here. Megan is laughing. She can't keep her composure, but it's cool. but just to kind of get the real deal from the people that know us the best, that can probably tell the world, to tell our listeners, I don't know if the world is listening, if we are full of you know what, or if they validate everything we kind of been saying on this show. So that's why they're on here, and because we love them, right, Drew?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So look, we're gonna ask some very simple questions. We just want y'all to answer them and just keep it moving. All right. So Drea, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. How did you and Mr. Drew Johnson meet, and where did y'all meet?
Oh man. So I'm not proud to say this, but we met at the club. Club Bounce.
Bounce?
That's the name of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, look, this has blossomed and, you know, and grown. But yeah, we met at the club and then just kept running into one another afterwards on campus, since we both kind of entered the gym area a lot.
She's lying a little bit. So we did used to be at the gym because of the games, but the way I got her number was I used to give her my chicken biscuit meal after the game.
See, why you have to tell the people that part?
You said these churches, you know how we used to have team meals after the game?
Yeah.
At VCU, we were sponsored by Church's Chicken.
No, I'm about to say, VCU, yeah. We had no Church's Chicken, though.
So we used to have these little, to-go boxes, right? And they would be, like, for us, and we were, like, kings, because we used to get, like, as many as we want. And I remember Dre used to be like, ooh, are you going to eat your biscuit?
Okay, our sister would be hungry after the game. It's cool.
That was going to be my end with her, like, yo, I just give you my biscuit. I want you to meet your number.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's back up. Tell us about Club Bounce.
Gosh.
Was that in Durham?
It was in Durham. It was like the first party I went to after I transferred here.
The sweat box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I saw her and she was dancing on me like your aunt, like a two-step dance. And so I immediately looked at her, I was like, you got a boyfriend, don't you? And in a true OG fashion, she was all like, yes, but he's not here.
Oh!
But, see, I thought I was supposed to be answering this question. You
Now, wait a minute. You know it'd be funny if Buddy ends up listening to this episode.
No, oh my gosh. Good Lord.
So kind of went from there, as far as like just kept like having little run-ins with her, talking with her, and then found out like she was a cheerleader and stuff after that.
Okay, Drea, are we gonna go with that?
Yeah, let's go with that. This is partially correct.
Okay,
but first impressions of Drew, he's definitely handsome, debonair, as he likes to say.
Heavy on the handsome.
Athletic build, you know, it's my kind of guy.
Okay, that's where he had that sharp edge too, ain't it, Drew?
He was definitely more quiet.
Oh yeah.
More quiet. He was really quiet and reserved actually when I first met him. Mm. So his personality has definitely come. I know, right? It's
wait. What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All of my girlfriends would say, they'd be like, girl, does he talk? What's wrong with Drew? Is he all right? And I'm like, yes, he's so silly. You just got to get to know him.
That's like me.
I've never met that Drew Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
how did y'all meet, man? Mr. Cable, how did that go down? I've heard my own stories in the past, but I never got it from you.
All right, now. Okay. You on deck now.
Okay. Well, we met at college, and he was probably stalking me for about a few years. Saying that it's true because you said you would see me. I think you tried to talk to me a few times.
Okay, keep going.
So what happened? We kept running into each other, and you're just smiling and just. I was kind of reserved because you're a basketball player, but I know that's one of the other questions,
right?
But we kept on running into each other, and then I think you found me on Facebook and chatted a little bit and asked me what my favorite restaurant was, and at that time it was Red Robin.
I thought you were going to say Red Lobster.
Grow up, Peter Pan.
You took me on a date. Red Robin.
Right. Okay. Let me. And I know this is your question, but there's a lot of gray area here. So let me clear up the gray area. So
the
first time I saw her was her freshman year, at a party.
Oh, at a party.
No. Not at a party. Across campus, we were walking.
With my art portfolio.
Yeah, she was a nerd walking across campus with one of those big poster boards. I was like, she's cute, but she's an art major. What is that? And so I said, one day I saw her and I said, what I said? I said, are you still dating old boy or something?
I think so. And I was like, yes. And you're like, oh, never mind. Bye.
Yeah. And I kept walking. And then I saw her again in the calf, and she was with some light skinned dude, you know, some light skinned 6'5", whatever the dude was, getting some orange Fanta or something.
I was getting a drink.
Uh-huh.
I was at dinner with just a friend. And you came up to me and started asking me questions. I was like, why are you talking to me?
All right, let's go on, move on to the next question.
So, like, you almost answered this, Meg. You started kind of answering. What was it like, I guess, dating a student athlete?
It was funny because when we first started talking to each other, I called my sister. I was like, oh, there's this basketball player and he's kind of talking to me and I don't know. She's like, well, he seems nice. Just give him a chance. I'm like, fine. I wasn't interested in dating an athlete at all.
Why not?
Just y'all's reputation.
What kind of reputation do athletes have?
You know.
What'd you say, Drew?
I was quiet and reserved.
me too.
I just didn't want everyone in my business. And I knew if I started dating someone who was on a basketball team, everyone would be in my business. So I was like, no. So we kept it hush-hush till you graduated, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Megan wouldn't even come to my apartment. Mm-mm. She wouldn't even come to my apartment because she didn't want to be the girl.
She didn't come over to the house because she's like, it's the basketball house. And
yeah.
Right?
She was there every night.
Good Lord.
This is a PG-13 show.
See, we were just talking about putting a business out in the street.
It's only because I didn't drive. So.
Yeah, I had to upgrade you.
Girl, say, at least she could do is come over. She gave me your chicken biscuit.
who would you say your impressions were dating a student athlete?
I've since I was probably 9 years old, I was always a part of some type of team.
I thought she was going a different direction at first.
Okay. But being a part of a team, I'm kind of used to, you know, like the having to get up early in the morning or the dedication that it takes to be a part of the team. So I don't know. I guess it kind of helped that I was already used to that and on a team that was at our college. And so I didn't personally find any issues with it. I liked them. In fact, it worked out better because we were even traveling sometimes together.
Drea was a cheerleader, and on our budget, cheerleaders would often travel with us
on the buses. Yeah, you just kind of sneak to the back of the bus, you know.
So if I had a good game, I would be in the back of the bus like, shh, what's going on? It's a privilege to meet me.
I am your sensei.
I forgot about those. Dang, I forgot about those.
But in all honesty, like Drew, when he came to Central, he was our star player. So he was dunking on people and everything. And so I did have people asking me all the time, like other girls ask me, you know, how it was to be talking with him and did I have to deal with a lot of mess. And, you know, I never had to deal with that type of stuff. So
I told her from the jump, man, you're going to get more play being Quincy McCall's girl.
You was the come up, huh?
Yeah, with no car.
Yep, she was with me through it all. Nope. I didn't have a license when I met her either, actually.
No license.
Dog, it's so funny you say that he had a car because I remember at VCU, he didn't have a license. And I'm thinking, dog, you're 19. what are the laws in Raleigh where you don't have a license?
Right. Mm.
Yeah, it was some, she would try to teach me how to drive, but she drove a stick, so it was.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I still can't drive a stick.
Learn how to do that.
Yeah, he blew my clutch pretty much. Actually,
hey, Drea, I remember that time I was in the mall. You remember that time I saw you at Aldo's?
Yes, I do remember that.
And I don't even remember what year that. I don't even know why I was in Raleigh. I think I was with my mom shopping. You know, go figure. But anyway, and I remember I remember talking to Drew. I was like, Drew, because then y'all worked together at Aldo's.
Yep,
we did for a little while.
Oh wow. Because I think, Drew, you weren't working that day. I just saw Drea. It was like our first time meeting, I think.
Yeah, it was your first time meeting.
It was.
That was crazy. I don't know
you
why.
You were like, do you know Drew? He works here. And I was like, yeah, that's my boyfriend.
And I was like, oh, okay. That's my guy.
That was crazy. I remember I talked to both of y'all like within like 30 minutes after that.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I met Drea. I met his. He was like, oh, yeah, that's my girlfriend. I was like, oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, anyway,
when y'all were dating Meg, right? Like, at what point were you like, okay, I could see this is like the guy that I want to be with, like for the long haul?
Let's see. Well, he invited me to his parents' house probably like a few months after we started dating. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh wow, that's kind of quick, but all right. But then I think a month later he came to visit my family and they loved him and they were like giving me the thumbs up, like, yeah, he's a good dude. So I was like, all right, I made a good decision.
And I'll just add to that
what are you gonna add?
I'm just gonna add, I remember when you came to the house, mm-hmm. and my mom does hair, and so we went to my mom's shop.
Oh yeah, I got a touch up too.
My mom mm-hmm. gave her a touch up, and my mom was like deep conditioning or something, her hair was back like this, and so my mom looked at me, she was like, I like her, and I was like, okay, and this was like post. I'm not going to say her name, Drew, but you know her. So I'm not going to say her name. So it was like a somewhat of a, I guess my mom's in her head a come up. So she was like, okay. Yeah, it was come up. And look, don't make me start throwing jabs because I can say, Drew is you overkicked your coverage, as they would say.
Drew is about twice the dwarf's height.
So you and I want everybody to know he said that, not me. What about you, Drea? When did you know?
I can't say an exact moment, but what I can say is that we were spending a lot of time together. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can be around someone
mm-hmm.
at all times,
yeah,
and not argue.
Right.
Getting along and having a good time and just enjoying one another's company. And that went on for years. Mm. Like, we did not want to be apart from one another.
How long did y'all date in college? Like, when did y'all meet your first year there, Drew?
2005.
And so y'all dated all the way through, like, college-wise, 2000?
Yeah, sophomore year.
So y'all sophomore year in college, okay. Mm-hmm. See, ours was different. It was my senior year and her junior year.
That's another thing, because my dad was like, be careful, because he's about to graduate. Mm-hmm. So don't put your heart into it.
Yeah.
Like, fully.
Yeah.
But I couldn't help
it. Thanks, Dad.
Dad was trying to stop the whole parade, yo.
But that's why you went to grad school right after.
Well, I went to grad school not just because of you, but because of the opportunity. But
was you moving to Virginia for me?
Yeah, that was basically for you. Okay.
Just do this thing to her. I was like, yeah, she's the one. Anytime we'd get into like any type of like tiff, she would be like, I mean, I ain't gonna be on you about it. I used to always be like, damn.
I know.
The person really kind of ever would say that to me, that would be like, oh, okay.
I know. Dog, for me, I kind of knew, because like, going to your point, Dre, I was like, dang, like I actually enjoy being around somebody, like a girl, and I'm not thinking like intimate all the time. Like, and I tell young dudes that all the time. I'm like, man, like the way you'll know for dudes, I think, is when you can, I mean, that's a part of it. I mean, you know, you want to do your thing. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, you know, if you can be around somebody and just chill and just, you know, hang out and you ain't thinking about it, that's like, that's how I think dudes know. I don't think they want to admit that, but I'm like, mm-hmm. I felt better. You know what I mean? Or I felt like, dang, where's she at? Why she hit me up? Yeah, it's 8 o'clock. My bedtime's coming soon.
We used to have a nightly routine of basically going to like cookout every night and getting like a 2 liter of Pepsi. And then like, eat that and watch movies.
Do not tell my coach Luann this.
Y'all used to get 2 liter of what? A pizza? A Pepsi?
We go to cookout and then we stop at the store and get like a 2 liter of Pepsi.
Every night. And watch Law and Order.
And yeah. And y'all were top athletes in North Carolina Central.
You couldn't tell we was eating like that, probably because we hadn't eaten all day.
So we used to, you remember Good Taste, Drew?
Yeah.
The Chinese spot. So what we used to do is we used to get the beef and broccoli joint and get with the cold red Mountain Dew and split that joint. Get like, sometimes if we had an extra dollar or two, we get the 4 wings with fries. and just watch King Kong at night or something.
Now, so man, you said, okay, he stayed after he was at grad school. That would be your senior year. Yeah. Like, how did he transition to like life after sports?
It's funny because I think he was clueless about life after school. Because I was talking to his brother. Shouldn't have, like, Julian had a job or something. I was like, yeah, he doesn't know anything about the real life. He only knows basketball. And so I knew that was going to be a struggle for him. And then when he moved up to Northern Virginia, I went with him to some job fairs as support, because I was already established my job and everything. But yeah, he was kind of just figuring it out, and it took him, he was just a bit older, figuring him out what he wanted to do with his life, because obviously at this point he knew basketball go to, but I think he also wanted to go into coaching and everything, but he just didn't have that mindset at that time.
So look, you know the episode of Martin where Martin is trying to figure his after Hollywood happens and he comes back home, and you know that whole like two episodes where he's like going from job to job and like Gina is supporting him. That was like my life from 2010. Well, 2008, 2009 till about, 2011, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, I mean, I was buffing floors, you know what I'm saying? Not really, but I was.
And during this time, like, you couldn't take Northern Virginia. It was too much for you. So you went back home to Fayetteville and just had odd jobs, going on these random job interviews and flying to Chicago for some sales job. That you lasted, how many jobs did you have that you only lasted like less than a month?
Bobby's first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was kind of, thinking about it now, it's kind of sad. We can laugh about it now.
We can laugh about it now. But I
think I was like in love, so I really didn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. So. Drea, how did Smooth Johnson transition?
I mean, we definitely can relate to everything you all said. Like, from a young age, I knew I wanted to be an educator. Went to school for that. Bam, got a job right after I graduated. And so Drew definitely took us some time to figure it out. Mm-hmm. He too had weird jobs. I'm not gonna put them all out there.
Yeah.
He was doing what a lot of people were doing when we were graduated, actually working for behavioral health companies, different companies like that, working with young people. But he definitely was trying to, at first still kind of had a basketball goal there. Took some time trying to see what he would be able to do with basketball after he graduated at first. So there was a lot of, energy being put into that.
I don't recall that story. Please fill me in on that.
Well, do you want me to say? So Drew wanted to play ball overseas.
Right.
Okay, so there's, of course, a lot of training and things like that that was happening when he had first graduated, because that's really what he wanted to do. I was ride or die. I was like, let's do it. We even talked about me going with him and trying to elope and then go together. And then so then that didn't really work out. And so then I just, he was in a leagues, hella leagues. Then I don't know if he was ashamed, he didn't want me to come see him play. Like, no, you can't come to the league games, boo.
I definitely would not let her come because I was really serious about it.
Julian was the same way.
Oh but, my gosh, so he would come home and tell me just all about the game, but I can't go and watch it.
But listen, wait a minute. I think there's a difference here. Like, what you're talking about is leagues where Drew is trying to, he's playing against
No. This was after that. So these are just regular leagues with regular guys who are giving this their all.
Yeah, okay. I'm like, wait, it's not that serious.
Yeah, well, this is the problem with Megan. Let me tell you what she would do when she would come to my games. She would yell out stuff that had nothing to do with the play.
That's not true. What are you talking about?
She was like, she would be clapping when it was quiet.
I would never embarrass myself like that.
She was talking about touchdown.
Yeah, right.
I was being supportive and you're losing. You didn't like that.
Yeah, that's true.
That is funny. Well, yeah, so there was definitely a pretty big transition of him just trying to figure out what he really wanted to do. Started going to school for getting his master's in one thing, then changing his mind about that, starting another master's for a whole nother thing. And so I've definitely just tried to be there with him through it all, and it's so great to see him just kind of doing something that he loves right now. Just awesome.
That's good.
Let me see. Now, don't really take this question to heart, guys, but would you say kind of like our lowest moment was, or just like that period in time where it was all like, man, like on like 8 Mile, like, man, this guy has to turn around fast.
Lowest moment. I think when, well, you try to break up with me. Oh. Did you guys know that?
Oh, this is getting personal.
I don't want to say try to break up with me, like,
I guess you got to tell the story now.
Exactly. Like, I need to.
No, I think you were just feeling like you weren't, I want to say, like, the man you had hoped to be, and you didn't want to, like, put me through it. Because, I mean, to be honest, I was helping you a little bit with, like, groceries. And, I mean, granted, he was living in Northern Virginia. It's expensive.
Drea knows that.
Yeah, you guys know that. Yeah,
it is very expensive.
Yeah. And I think you just were in a low point in your life and you're like, I don't want to put Megan through this anymore?
Yeah, it was partially that. And I was also I was embarrassed. I was just like, yo, what in the hell is going on out here? So, I mean, you know, dudes, we supposed to, you know, be able to, I mean, even we weren't married, but I was like, I'm supposed to be able to provide. I mean, I can't take you out on a date. I'm just miserable. I'm going to sales with people hanging up on me every day. So I'm just in like a dark space and I'm looking at Megan, like she got the job. She went to school for, like you were saying, Drea, she booming. She living at home, saving $100,000 every paycheck and all of this. And I'm just like, I was hurting, dog. Check to check. Now that ain't even, I wish I was doing check to check. It was less than
that. It was like, this like okay, Miss Megan. This might be a late fee.
Yeah. I mean, the bills were paid, but I still hadn't eaten yet.
It was just sudden because I thought everything was good.
Yeah. I kept a lot from her, though. I didn't want her to know, like, I was miserable because I had moved up there for love and, you know, and I'm hating it the whole time. And
I guess another thing, so he was stressing a lot too. And so he developed a little bit of alopecia on his head. So he had some bald spots.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's not.
You remember that, Drew?
Yeah.
So he ended up like shaving his head, but it was just through stress and. He didn't understand why he was. Didn't he go to a dermatologist?
I went to a dermatologist and got like shots in my head.
They got pretty bad. That was like right after school too, because.
Well, that had a lot to do with the cruel and the punishment I received at Virginia Commonwealth University.
No, but it did pick up again. So
yeah,
that was like a tough time in your life.
Yeah.
I mean, this when you give your all to something and then, you know, it doesn't end up working out the way you would have hoped. It's just rough for anybody. And without having that plan B, man, struggle's real. So definitely the same thing, just watching him and trying to support him with trying to figure out what it is he wants to do with his life, basically.
It seemed like during those times, like it seemed like everyone else, you might go on like social media or something, and they everyone else had like the best news ever.
And yes.
You would just be like, oh, I'm so happy for you. You're crying on the inside.
Congratulations.
Like, we pretty much talk every day about just different stuff we'd be doing, and they'd be laughing about it, but then like we'd have to like go home and like see them and try to put on this like kind of front, like, everything's steady. But it would be like, yo, I do not know what's about to happen.
I'm going to tell you what was real bad for me. I mean, now I think about it. So, like, being in Northern Virginia and having those odd jobs and just dealing with the rat race up there, the traffic and getting on the metro and everybody seems to be going to this $1 million job a year thing. And I'm just looking like, yo, I'm cold. I'm miserable. I don't know where these people go. I mean, you know, I'm a country. But then, like, every Sunday, I would go to her house. You know, she's at home with her parents, and her sister would come over. And I go over there for dinner. You know, the Redskins game would be on or whatever, and we eating good. And I would just feel so – I mean, it was cool. I was happy. But I'm looking like, you know, because her dad – I feel like her dad was looking at me like, yo – like, are you adding up to be able to are you worth? And I know he wasn't. Yeah. I know your dad is cool. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying I was feeling like inadequate. Like, yo, I don't even. And so that's why I think part I was trying to break up too is because I'm like, man, I feel all these emotions. I said, man, let me just cut this and start over, y'all. Let me just get out of here.
Every family event. I said at every family event, you like feel like they're whispering, like, "What's he doing?" And they probably weren't even saying that; you just felt it.
I swear, dog. I felt like you know, especially your sister, because she was booming, her career booming, and I'm like, "Yo, I don't even know what I want to do, dog."
They would ask you how you're doing, and you would literally be like, "I'm making it." That's all you really had.
Day by day. What were you gonna say?
But you were in this rut, I guess I'll call it rut, for like a couple years.
Oh, man.
Okay. No, because when you moved back to North Carolina,
yeah,
I'll say like maybe depressed a little bit, and you gained a lot of weight, and to the point where you come up to visit and neighbors like, wow, you got so much bigger. Everyone thought you played football. And when people started thinking you played football,
No, we're gonna have to edit some of this. No, I'm just kidding. No, this is good. So be honest. I gained about 50 pounds since we talked about it. I was also
I've lost.
So I was eating a lot of chicken biscuits. I was
you definitely didn't take care of yourself.
I didn't take care of myself. I was working ISS at my old high school, eating cafeteria food and lifting weights every day. And going out partying and drinking every weekend. And then had to eat cookout at Waffle House after you party, right?
But I'll say this, because you don't like our wedding photos because you were still a little heavy.
That's true. I hate looking at our wedding photos. That's true. Yeah, we just get married again. Take
some better photos. I love you.
Gorgeous, please.
And I look terrible. But anyway, let's move on. what we got?
Moments, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Did you ever see him being who he is today, Drea? I know you kind of touched on it earlier, but did you ever think that he would be this guy?
Yes, it's funny that you asked that, because I was just saying I was talking to him. I was like, man, my friends used to come up to me and be like, oh, is he okay? Or he's so quiet. And now you see him going and speaking in front of large crowds of people. So no, if you would have asked me that years ago, that Drew would be speaking to large crowds of people, I would say, who? Absolutely not. And then the other day he mentioned something about getting his doctorate. Drew? My Drew? So definitely it's different in a good way.
That's good. Yeah.
How about you, Meg?
Absolutely not. I think we talk about this a lot. I'm like, I still, it's hard to believe that you are Dr. Capel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I was really, really proud of him, because he figured out what he wanted to, you figure out your passion pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And even like my sister will joke, like, Julian got his doctorate. I'm like, I know. It's crazy. But it's, even though it's crazy, I'm not surprised though. Cause I do know you. And so it was nice that you finally found what you wanted to do with your life. So, and now it's just.
Okay.
Everything else.
Well, you made up for the weight gain stuff right there.
I'm sure you talked about it.
I did.
Reference another.
I know. It's so crazy. So I'm like we've known each other for a minute, but it's almost like when we first met each other's like spouse or whatnot, and like kind of like, yeah, we were dating and stuff. We'd be on the phone, and like, how did y'all know that we were on the phone with each other? They always like
just giggling,
nonstop and laughter,
right? I was like, told you, I said hi, because Julian has a way of talking to each one of his friends. So I know like who he's talking to by how his tone and how he's just like, okay, or yo, like that, okay, told you, I said hi.
We're opposite a little bit, because I feel like Julian is pretty much the only one he's going to be talking to on the phone. So I know
that is true.
There's a lot of giggling going on. First thing in the morning, too.
You said, what did he say, Drew? What did he say?
I dog.
Like, how many times you guys talk
during the day?
How do we? How many times we talk during the day?
Yeah.
Are we talking like verbally or text?
On the phone, because I swear you guys talk in the morning on your way to work.
Sometimes.
probably during lunch.
No.
No?
Maybe a text.
Maybe a text.
And then
Meg, I think they talk throughout the day.
If something happens at work, I'm sure you guys are gonna call each other. Call off.
No.
You guys talk on the way home too.
What did you say, Drew?
I guess if you look at like data, probably. <it'll>, but in the moment, we don't necessarily feel like that. We might just be like, "Yo, let
me take this." Right.
We just didn't notice that probably happens 2-3 times a day.
Right.
Meg, they'd be on the phone a lot. One time, Drew got home and like a long period of time passed before he walked into the house. So I'm like, okay, he's cheating. I'm about to catch him. Damn. I open the door to the garage and I can hear Julian's voices coming through the car, you know, through the Bluetooth or whatever. I was like, really? You've been out here in the garage like you're cheating on me right now.
So we was probably talking about how we were going to treat y'all to a nice dinner or something. happy Valentine's Day.
I would say during basketball season, it probably goes up a little bit more.
Yeah, for sure. Or if like a new movie come out or a new Netflix something, or like Mike Vick, that joint was on.
There was a time when you guys didn't talk, and I thought something would happen between all the friendship.
When was that?
I don't remember. It's a couple years ago. Mm. Either I think you were in school, so I think you were just busy, yeah. Or like, man, I haven't had a chance to call Drew back. I'm like, what? Everything okay?
That experience would make you feel like you can't talk to nobody.
Are there any ways that you kind of see Cape like relate sports to kind of everyday life? I guess more so like a kind of like a that Mamba mentality, I guess you could say, like always be positive about things, or like, you know, gotta go the extra mile, or just like little sports references or anything like that.
Every conversation he has, he referenced sports in some way. With our son Landon, anyone you talk to, you reference sports. Just, I don't know. It just
didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I know.
Nah, I think the way what she means is like I joke with her sometimes. Let's say like she's feeling tired or something, or like, you know,
gotta push through,
Yeah, like I'm like, you gotta push through. You know what I'm saying? We got George Mason the bar, we got Old Dominion, we got
that. Shut up, I'm not, leave me alone.
Yeah.
And maybe I just hear it so much, it's just I'm immune to it.
Yeah, I will say, Meg, I tell you, man, when I was in school, I would watch that Kobe Bryant Muse, like, and I mentioned on the last podcast.
Oh, all the time.
I would watch it all the time. And she's like, you watching that again? And I'm like,
I mean, it's really good.
It's good. But it helped me get through that dissertation, big dog.
But to like watch it again after like legit, like 30 minutes after we watched it, I'm like, oh, okay, it's getting a little awkward now.
Got a man crush. What about you, Drea?
So, I mean, it's definitely decreased some because basketball was like a big part of our everyday life and topic of discussion. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely decreased. Drew used to have to watch every game and then watch the highlights from the game that he just watched. I'm just like, but I can tell that, you know, his love for basketball is definitely going to have sports always in our life. You know, he definitely makes references here and there. Always talking about us being a team. Things like that.
Team Johnson. Definitely
like a coach.
Yeah. I know y'all hear us saying basketball movie quotes all the time or something.
Oh, movie time.
Constantly.
What's y'all's favorite movie quote? What's your favorite movie quote?
That you guys say?
Yeah, that you hear me say. And if y'all mess this up, I don't know. I got a question our relationship.
I'll tell you what quote I always hear Drea say. And I always clown her for this.
Right.
Her favorite movie quote is PART. Why? Because I got
what? What is it?
She was like, I used to love that movie. And I used to be like, you know what? I thought she was cool.
What movie is that?
We had limited VHSs, okay?
She'll quote The Mask. Jim Carrey's Mask.
The movie The Mask?
Have you seen
The Mask? I've never seen that. I know what you're talking about with Jim Carrey, but I've never so seen funny. It. Man. Okay, Megan, you can't laugh.
She redeemed herself like something might happen, and she'll be like, damn you, Cesar!
So what about if you walk into the bedroom and you hear somebody singing Ariel from Little Mermaid?
That never happened. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Next question. I was talking the other day.
What, Little Mermaid?
Yeah.
What happened?
You sing Ariel songs all the time.
If it's on.
Well, it's always on. Yeah, all
right. I can't think of specific quotes, but he will quote every Martin episode. Every, yeah.
You're going to be in Hollywood anytime soon.
I guess the biggest question of the evening, if you guys had to do it all over again, would you do it?
Oh, man, that's a great question.
What a hard question.
No, it was so meant to be. I'm happy how everything turned out. So,
yeah.
Didn't change anything.
Good answer.
Same here. Wouldn't change anything. We have definitely been together through life's ups and downs.
Yeah.
And it's been good.
Yeah. Well, one thing I do want to add to the show, if I may, is that I'll say that going back to how we met, I think like during that time, Drew knew that was like probably the darkest moment of my life. And so I think Megan, when I met Megan, it was just, like, she didn't care that I hooped, or she didn't care that what was going on. She didn't know, like, she didn't care about none of that. So it was good. She was like my getaway, because I felt like everybody else was like looking at me like, man, you ain't hardly played, man. What are you talking about? Or like, or cared, you know what I'm saying? And so she became like my outlet to get away from the team.
I guess that's the one good thing with Madrid. Like, she liked sports, but she didn't care nothing about basketball. She's like, I'm chilly, but I was kind of trying to shine on my own. So I really wasn't paying attention to the game.
Exactly.
So, like, anytime I was with her, it wasn't like she was talking basketball. Like, hey, you ready for that zone? Nothing about basketball ever came up. So that was kind of like a getaway, too. Like,
yeah,
I'll just be with her.
Yeah. Yeah, and
happy place. Remember, we always talk about, you got to find a happy place.
You got to find a happy place, dog. I mean, I swear, man, I would just, even college, post-college, I mean, I don't know. I'd be like, yo, I you know, how we used to go party, or how you go party, and like, I had moments when it really got bad, I was like, man, what am I doing, yo? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to blow everything. And so, but I think the thing, just so everybody know out there, like, we, like, the doctorate is cool and all this little stuff that's going on is cool, but really the queens in our lives is what's held us down when we ain't have nothing. So we appreciate y'all, man. Happy Valentine's. yeah. So, anything else y'all want to add? We appreciate y'all being on the show, man.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Keep up the good work. Yes, sir.
Keeping group.
Oh, Lord. Let's end this before they start caring us, y'all.
Real TikTok.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. All right. Well,
two for athletes.
Yeah, we editing all this. All right, we'll catch y'all next time. I'm Kate.
I'm Drew.
All right, y'all say bye too.
Bye.
Bye.